This show was first broadcast on Free FM, Hamilton, New Zealand's community access media organisation. For more information on our lineup of shows and the role we play in the media, visit freefm.org.nz.
Wrestling Roundup on Free FM, RFM, and MPR. As always, I'm Gradient live on Skype. We've got Josh.
Hey!
A couple of big events this past weekend that we're going to have to hit up the results of. Night of Champions, let's just start at the start. They decided to start big World Heavyweight Championship on the line. It was Seth Rollins, it was AJ Styles, the grand final of the tournament.
Yeah, it was a fantastic match, as expected. They told a good story, and ultimately the right person won the title.
Yeah, I think we tipped Seth Rollins. We keep calling him 1B. We tipped him to win this title. Still technically someone Roman Reigns didn't beat. DQ finish and all. On the Raw roster, it makes sense. And he's got a line of people already behind him who want a shot.
Yep. Yeah, and he's somebody who legitimizes the title because of his standing in the company. Mm-hmm. It's not a consolation prize for him winning that title. So.
Yeah, and it'll be interesting to see where they go. Obviously, this week on Raw, AJ Styles sort of gave him a bit of a rub. They went against Judgment Day, I think it was, and just keep making statements. Yeah. I don't know who the first big feud is going to be for that World Heavyweight Championship. Money in the Bank not too far away. Assume we'll have a title defense there. We are referring to this as the championship that is being defended on an active champion. Got to have it defended at that first pay-per-view when it comes around.
Definitely. I think they're setting up for Finn Balor to be the first opponent, which is a bit surprising because I thought maybe that's when they would bring Drew back and have him go after it. I don't know. Maybe they'll have him show up at Money in the Bank and look like he's going to celebrate with the champion and then take him out and say he wants the title.
Yeah, I'd definitely be down for that. Honestly, if we could avoid a Finn Balor feud here, I would take it, just because Finn lost in the semifinals and then losing again in the championship feud. I don't know. I want some big things in Finn, unless this is going to be the start of some fractures or some other Judgment Day storylines that have been lurking around the shadows. So, who knows? And then straight after that, Trish Stratus, Becky Lynch, I would say on a one-on-one match, but it wasn't quite one-on-one.
It went down exactly as we expected it to. It was a good match, and Trish beat Becky. with a little help from Zoe Stark.
Yeah, who's getting catapulted straight away into this feud, working with a Hall of Famer, working with one of the best women's wrestlers. It means, Trish Stratus doesn't have to be there every week necessarily to continue the feud along. She's got proxy Zoe Stark there, given something for Becky to do, giving a obstacle to put in Becky's way before she does get to go against Trish again and presumably come out on top.
Yeah. If we can get Zoe as a star out of this full feud, it'll make it all worth it that it's longer than one match. I do think Zoe needs to pay incredible attention to both Trish and Becky during this entire feud that she's part of. She will grow exponentially if she does. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, she has definitely been catapulted into a feud with two of the best. And straight after that one, Intercontinental Championship on the line. We gave him a little bit of a chance, but unfortunately Mustafa Ali could not overcome the dominant Gunther.
Who's now just about 100 days away from being the longest reigning Intercontinental Champion of all time.
He's dominant. He's taken on every challenger that's come towards him. Occasional help from Imperium, but, you know, pretty upright for the most part.
Yeah. And it looks like Imperium's about to go after the tag team titles. So that's interesting. Yeah, Gunther is just amazing. And eventually he will have to lose the title. But part of me wants to say, let's hold it for another 100 days. Let's do it. Let's make him the longest reigning of all time.
Yeah, it's definitely possible. It's definitely something they could do. Who knows, with where they're going at the moment. Gunther has been, you know, that unstoppable force. 100 days isn't a huge amount of time. So what, 3 and a bit months?
Yeah, 3 months to 10 days. So it would be pretty much, well, when Hell in a Cell used to be. annually, with the October pay-per-view, whatever that's going to be called.
Mm-hmm.
Would be when he would break that record.
Yeah. I'm just interested. Obviously, Matt Riddle seems to be the next person that they've lined up, somebody they've hinted at going after Gunther. Could be one of the challenges for Gunther. I could see them still being able to go through it and survive it. See a couple more challenges in his way before, as you say, what, that October pay-per-view comes rolling through. And if Imperium are going to be going against the tag team champions, we already know Matt Riddle likes to hang out with them. You could pull something off there, I'm sure, and have many a good matches on the road to Money in the Bank or wherever those clashes eventually happen. Raw Women's Championship on the line. Asuka, Bianca Belair. We said it was time at WrestleMania. WWE said no, no, no. And turns out it was time here.
Yeah. It was time for a change. It was either the title change hands or Bianca changes. Those were the two options here. And Asuka and Bianca had a good match. They put on a show. And Asuka is the Raw Women's Champion. At some point, they do need to do something about the elephant in the room being that you have the titles on the wrong show.
No, we're just going to never acknowledge it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm super happy with this outcome. You know, Bianca Belair got a great title reign. Started to waver a little bit at the end, but, you know, before it truly became... you know, that 100% stale, they did make the change. They did move the title over to Asuka, who again is one of the best.
I've spoken to people that said it was stale. So
to be fair, people said it was stale a month after it happened.
And they were fans of Bianca.
So maybe it should have been WrestleMania.
Yeah. But yeah, it is what it is, but now I have to see what the crazy Asuka does with the title.
Mm. Especially when there's, again, the Money in the Bank case looming. Yeah. We know the Women's Championship does not last well long when a Money in the Bank is hovering about, what is it, average of under a week before cash-in?
I think it's longer just because of Carmella.
We exclude outliers from our statistical analysis. But talking about the other championship, the SmackDown Women's Championship, the complete opposite. You know, if Asuka Bianca was a long, great match that told a story with the title change, well, Rhea and Natalya was a short match with the same champion walking out as we were just over a minute for Natalya to take the pinfall.
Yeah, that match was the very definition of squash. Rhea's absolutely dominant and just absolutely crushed Natalya.
And the question comes down to who do you put opposite her on the Raw roster for the SmackDown Women's Championship?
There's definitely options. It's just for some reason they decided Natalya would be the first one just to give her a straight-up win.
Mm.
Though we did lose two potential in the last week when we found out not one, but two of the women on the roster are pregnant.
Yeah, being a bit of a wild ride when it comes to that at the moment.
Yeah. Alexa Bliss and Carmella are pregnant.
Removing those two out of it, and I guess if you're talking about potential challenges as well, I don't recall which brand they ended up on, but as a nice little segue, we've got new women's tag team champions as well.
Yeah.
Locking out another couple of people who could have gone after championships as Ronda Rousey, Shayna Baszler. What we thought was going to happen a little while ago, delayed a little bit. A little bit of hurty here and there. Another injury happens, takes out the champions, and bada bing, bada boom, it finally happens.
Yeah.
We've had so many different wild combinations when it comes to this women's championship. Still don't know what is happening with the NXT women's tag belts around this. But right now, if I was them, I would be fearing a clash with Rousey and Baszler.
Yeah, they definitely, I think this might be a step to try to do something with the women's division as a whole. Because it is, as the new champions have said, a weak division overall.
Mm-hmm.
If you're not facing the championship itself, you don't really matter. So I do want to see them do something with these tag team championships. And out of everybody on both rosters, this was probably the best team that could have come out of it with the titles. I think we were saying for forever that it was inevitable that Rousey and Baszler would win the tag titles.
Yeah, I think it is just a case of the inevitable eventually happening. And I'm, again, going to feel sorry for anyone who tries to go after those titles or tries to get them off of them, because they're not going to let them go lightly. Alrighty, well, we are roughly halfway through the show. That means it is time to go into our entrance theme of the week. When we come back, we've still got two more matches from Night of Champions to talk about and an entire NXT Battleground show as well. But our entrance theme for this week is none other than the brand new inaugural World Heavyweight Champion himself. It is Seth Rollins. Burn it! I'm on Free FM, RFM, and MPR. I'm Grady. He's Josh. Brock Lesnar, Cody Rhodes, match two. And Lesnar comes out on top this time after Cody Rhodes enters injured.
Yeah, kind of what we expected as well. Cody Rhodes with a quote-unquote broken arm should never beat Brock Lesnar. So I do like that they continued the that they're continuing the feud from the standpoint that they're building Cody further and further, and you do need Brock Lesnar is basically the boss monster, so him taking him down at Money in the Bank would be quite impressive, especially if it's a clean, straight up win, not a fluke, like the pin at WrestleMania, at Backlash. So and it also then lets Cody shift his focus towards either the World Heavyweight Championship or trying to get a hold of the Undisputed Universal Championship.
Yeah, right. Like, the first and second matches in this feud both have asterisks next to them. Cody got a nice cheap win. Brock Lesnar gets a win when Cody's injured. As you say, I think the third match does have to end straight up clean. It's the only way, really. You don't want to have the third match also have an asterisk after it. If you're building Cody to be this number one or 1C guy at this point, then he definitely needs to come out on top, beat Brock Lesnar clean, 1-2-3, and then, as you say, move on, championships or other top main event feuds. The last match on the card, Night of Champions, 26 minutes, 25 seconds of pure storytelling. The Undisputed WWE Tag Team Champions Kevin Owens and Sami Zayn going up against Roman Reigns and Solo Sikoa.
This was a fantastic tag team match. That started out with a fantastic moment for Sami Zayn.
Mm-hmm.
He got to come out at a place he's never been able to be allowed to go to, and he had the crowd in the palm of his hands. He did the introduction in Arabic. That was an amazing moment. And it was just, and even Roman Reigns couldn't hide how happy he was for Sami.
They chanted for him last year and they got him this year.
Yep. Owens and Zayn, I like that they have developed a finisher based off their individual finishers. The stunner Huluva kick is like impressive when it's hit together like that.
Yeah.
Obviously, the big story is Jimmy Uso. We have to remember in this whole storyline with the Bloodline, Jimmy never went and said straight up that he acknowledged him. He never was forced to. That was something Jay was. Jimmy just fell alongside the line. And finally, he snapped. And Roman ate two super kicks as a result of it. While Jay is still tossed in the middle, trying to hold everything together with his family and his cousin. But it's going to be eventual that it's going to be too much. So what I think happens, and I can't take credit for it, so I've seen this online, so this isn't an individual idea of mine.
No, just claim it. It's mm-hmm. all yours.
Jimmy Uso versus Roman Reigns, Money in the Bank, with Jay Uso as the special guest referee.
Hmm.
And have him fight constantly, trying to not to pick a side, and be begrudgingly count the three count eventually on Roman retaining.
Mm-hmm.
And that experience in that match is what pushes him over the edge. And maybe at the end, after he's counted the three as his official capacity, he super kicks Roman. And then we get at SummerSlam, Roman versus Jay for the title, to bring this all right back around to where it started.
Yeah. For me, that's what that's all about, right? Like, I looked at the finish of this match, and Jay only ever joined because he was trying to protect Jimmy. That was the entire start of this, the bloodline as a group. And then now Jimmy sort of snaps and kicks Roman Reigns, and the agony on Jay's face of just like, why did you do that? Like, you didn't have to do that. I've been trying to protect you, and now you're just throwing yourself at the wolf. And it made me very intrigued about where we're going to go from here, right? Like, there's options. Special guest ref, as you say, there's still the big chess piece of Solo Sikoa, and where he's going to come down on all of this. And yeah, it's this great storytelling. I feel like we just sit here every week and say the Bloodline are telling an amazing story. Almost a broken record in saying that, but it's true.
Yeah. And there's really nothing else we could say. It's been a fantastic story, and I think we are on the verge of the end of it, and Roman finally getting some legitimate time off. I know the whole thing about him being a part-time champion and stuff, but I mean, he still shows up for every pay-per-view. He still shows up for a couple television tapings every month. I mean, him being gone for like 2 or 3 months.
Yeah, I think they announced his appearances. I saw an image somewhere where they announced, he's got two SmackDowns, a live show, another SmackDown, Money in the Bank, two SmackDowns, a live show, a SmackDown, and then SummerSlam.
Yeah, one of which is one that I want to go to, but I may not be able to.
Lexington.
Yes.
Yeah, it's interesting, right? You know, three SmackDowns pay-per-view. They may do something on the live shows. Hard to tell, but plenty of time to build that story. But the fact that they post this appearance schedule, I don't know, it just sort of points to, like, almost a bit of finality towards SummerSlam. And that's his journey or his route towards it. Alrighty, well, we got a little bit of time left in the show, so we're going to skip through NXT Battleground. We're going to talk about some of the important stuff. Let's start with the NXT Women's Championship. It was Tiffany Stratton, it was Lyra Valkyria, and Tiffany comes out on top.
It was a pretty damn good match between them. The heel wins, which I think I said was the right call, because we've had multiple face champions in a row, and we need somebody for Lyra to chase. I think that would be a great little thing to do, is have her chase Tiffany for a little bit before eventually getting her moment.
Mm-hmm.
She will get her moment, it's just not now.
Yeah, I think it worked out well, as you could see the next week on NXT, when they've just got like everybody in the entire roster against Tiffany. They've really just made her that villain of the entire roster, you know, face heel, everybody hates Tiffany. And I think that's going to work out well, as you say, a couple of face champions in a row. Why not unite everybody against a common enemy? Let's also look at the North American Championship. It was on the line. Wesley defeats Tyler Bate, defeats Joe Gacy, comes out on top, and then his new challenger comes along next week pretty rapidly as well. And we get NXT return, debut, return.
Yeah. If I had known that this was going to be a record-breaking title defense, I would have predicted Lee when retaining.
Mm-hmm.
I think he's a bit bland personality wise, but he's a great wrestler. And I'm not sure who will actually take the title. I don't want it to be the random gentleman that came down to NXT from Raw.
Mm-hmm.
But anything is possible. They may want to be trying to hit a reset button on Ollie.
Yeah, I don't really know. You know, he takes his loss to Gunther. He looks pretty strong and then comes on down to NXT and sort of lays claim to that. We'll have to wait and see what ends up happening for them. But in that same vein as well, NXT Battleground, main event, Carmelo Hayes, Bron Breakker. Carmelo retains his championship.
Yes, and he actually pinned Bron Breakker, which, with rumors of what we've heard afterwards, makes sense. Because apparently, supposedly, Bron Breakker, along with the Creed brothers and potentially a couple of others, said their goodbyes backstage after this show. Before this week's NXT. So it sounds like Braun's on his way to the Mountain roster. Sounds like the Creed brothers are as well. which they'll help the tag division with more bodies there. And there's the possibility, possibly Iliad is coming up too. It's Carmelo is an amazing champion, and I look forward to the day he gets to come up to the main roster, because I think that will be fun. And bum-ass Corbin is next opponent, apparently.
Yeah, I was going to say, we predicted that this show would end with somebody coming out and laying claim to the championship, as it always seems to happen, but we were a couple days early, as it was actually on NXT this week, that free agent Baron Corbin comes on down and takes out Mello.
Yeah, which makes sense, since he isn't assigned to anything. He could show up wherever he wants. So I'm fine with it. It gives Carmella a feather in his cap against somebody who's been on the main roster for a while, held a few mid-card titles, even a former Money in the Bank winner, even if that's a little sore spot for him. So I think only good can come from it for Carmelo. And we just have to wait and see.
Yeah. Well, unfortunately, that is all we have time for. We can mention Dijak and Dragunov putting on an amazing last man standing match. But we are out of time. It's been great talking to you.
Bye, B.
You can visit our Facebook page, facebook.com/WrestlingRNDUp, or our Twitter page, twitter.com/WrestlingRNDUp, or our YouTube page, youtube.com/WrestlingRNDUp. And we will see you next week. Look on their face, it's like the prize right in front of my eyes. And taking up the sky's the limit, got no time to waste. Tonight's the big go, strike quick but creep slow. The competition is absent the moment that we show. Countdown from 3, go, press X to reload. Yet they still try to topple the kingdom that we own. Outnumbered but outgunning, we're fearless and crowd stunning. Never would ever on record. For more episodes, use the accessmedia.nz app for iOS and Android devices. Or subscribe to this podcast via Spotify, iHeartRadio, or Apple Podcasts. This free FM podcast was brought to you with support from New Zealand On Air.